Yesterday morning at the conclusion of our service, I was strongly impressed to share something with the folks in the room. And this was an experience in my previous vocation many years ago. I shared it then just for those that were present. And it was right at the very end. So it wasn't included in yesterday's podcast that was uploaded. But I've been thinking about that today, and I realize that this should be included. There are so many who are struggling with victory in their Christian life and struggling with issues. And what is the pathway to success? Many years ago, I was struggling with that as a young boy and asked my maternal grandmother one day what the secret to success was in her Christian life, because I had never experienced any success. And she said her answer was, it's the hymn we sing. She said, it's trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Now, my way of saying the same thing has to do with the expression from Scripture and the admonition from 1 John, walking in the light. And so my sharing at the conclusion of our service yesterday was related to walking in the light. I gave an example, and I'm going to include this example now and put this up all by itself. It's short, but I believe this is something I should do. So what you will hear next is from yesterday morning, an example of walking in the light. I have something. This has just been visiting me. I had no intention of saying it, but here it comes again, so I'm going to share it with you. I don't give a lot of examples from my former life here. I don't talk about that very much. I want to give you just one little, in terms of walking in the light, an example, and what happens when we walk in the light. So a number of years ago, it was 1978 to be exact, and I was attending a course at the Ontario Police College. So during the introductory part of this course, you know how they try to get everybody loosened up and all that kind of stuff and introduce each other, and stupidity reigns supreme in these times. So they were going around the room and they were asking people to give like a 3 or 4 minute talk on some stupid, ridiculous topic that they would provide. And some of these topics were just like from the pit of hell. Okay? So very, very evil and coarse and suggestive and all of those kinds of things. And so they were going around the room. They started over that. We're sitting like a horseshoe. And they started at that side. And they were coming around this way over here to where I was sitting. And I had a little conversation with the Lord. Well, because I had no idea what they're going to ask me to give a 3 or 4 minute talk on. But I said this inside. I just said this to the Lord. I said, well, Lord, I didn't say it, you know, out loud, but just in my thoughts. One thing I'm not going to do is deny you in any way, shape, or form. If I'm given some ridiculous, stupid, filthy topic to give a 3 minute talk on, then that's not going to happen. I don't know exactly what I'll do, but one thing, Lord, I'm not going to do is ever to deny you in any way, shape, or form. Now, this is controlling the path that our feet walk. That's exactly what that is. It's a decision to walk in the light. So walk in the light. Now, the power of the blood of Jesus, the life of Jesus, and of course the idea of his blood, the shedding of his blood, means the offering of his life. That's something I didn't mention as I should have. It's that he offered his life. And the evidence that a life is offered is the shedding of the blood. So when we talk about the blood of Jesus, we're talking about the life of Jesus. Okay, so then it came around and the guy beside me, he gave some, muttered something, and it's going to come to me. And somebody walked in the door to the classroom, and he was from the audio video department upstairs. We got something coming into our up there. I'm trying to find the classroom that this feed is coming from. into the audio video. And he came in there and stumbled around and walked over and looked at something on the wall. And then, well, I don't see anything here. And he took up about 5 minutes looking around the room for something. And he basically just came in at that exact moment and interrupted the whole flow of the thing, completely interrupted it. And the instructor said, well, Campbell, I guess you're next, but we don't have time, so you'll be the first one next time. Well, the next time, where I was the first one, they came to something very serious to do. It was a role-playing, but it was something that was very comfortable. It was serious. It was something realistic to our job and profession, and it was an honor. But I just say that to say there's no question in my mind whatsoever that this audio-video guy was specifically sent there into that classroom to interrupt that event and that proceeding. But I had said, Lord, it's up to you. But one thing for sure, I'm not going to do anything stupid or anything that's unbecoming or anything that would be offensive to you. That's not going to happen. I think in our own lives, it's those kinds of things that are the difference between success and failure. And I'm not just using myself as some kind of an icon, because I'm not trying to do that. Just as an example. But in your life, you have decisions to make all the time. Make your decisions based on the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And you'll discover time after time after time that His power, presence, will be there to protect you and to keep you and actually to promote you. It was basically out of that course that I was invited to come and be an instructor there. That's exactly what happened. No two ways. It was from that specific course they came and said, if you would apply, put your name in, you will be the next instructor. That's what happened. Would that have happened other than the blessing of the Lord? Not a chance. But oftentimes the blessings of the Lord happen with a decision. It goes like this, Lord, you're the Lord of my life. I'm going to be obedient to you and follow you no matter what it looks like. One thing I'm not going to do, Lord, I'm not going to deny you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, have an excellent week, guard your hearts, and have a great day with your families.